We were lucky to spend some time by Chambers Lake. There are a lot of dead trees on the hills surrounding the reservoir, but there are also groups of trees that stand out dark green from a distance. With a closer look, we discovered these are groves of limber pine. Limber pine is a drought-tolerant native pine. Its habitat is high mountain elevations. In that harsh environment, limber pine only grow a few inches a year. They tend to be bushy, multi-stemmed trees, usually less than 20 feet tall. The bundles of five needles have a slight bluish hue. Limber pine grow in groves all the way up to timberline. In the lowlands, limber pine grow faster. They can put on 8 or 10 inches of growth each year. They grow taller and can be 30 or more feet tall. Limber pine has a gray bark that's a contrast to the bluish green needles. Once established, limber pine will grow on natural precipitation and needs no extra water. A popular selection of limber pine has been Vanderwolf pine. Vanderwolf was selected because it has a consistent blue-colored needle. It also is more upright, growing about 20 feet tall and only 10 feet wide at the base. Most Vanderwolf pine are grafted onto white pine rootstock. The rootstock doesn't grow well in most Rocky Mountain soils. Many Vanderwolf pine that have been planted have suffered or died. Glenmore is another selection of limber pine. Glenmore is slow growing. It only grows 4 to 6 inches a year. Glenmore has an upright habit. At 10 feet tall, it's only 3 feet wide at the base. Glenmore has blue-green needles. Because it's a Rocky Mountain selection, most Glenmore are grafted onto limber pine rootstock and are compatible with our region soils. Limber pine will sometimes get infestations of white woolly aphids. They can be easily treated with a hard stream of water or a mild insecticide, or left alone, natural predators will eat most of the aphids. Limber pine is susceptible to white pine blister rust, but in my experience, this is a rare problem. Limber pine is an underused native tree. It's very drought tolerant. It can be planted as a specimen by itself or used as a backdrop to other garden plants. Seedling limber pine vary widely in form from tall and narrow to bushy and stout. So there's a form for every garden. And limber pine have the fragrance of the mountains. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.